There's the 7 o'clock rooster. And the 7 o'clock pour of coffee right here at Rosie on the House. Good morning to, what is this, week 3 of the new expanded 4-hour program of Rosie on the House. We'll be broadcasting from this date forward from 7 a.m. to 11. Still haven't quite decided what to do with the 7 a.m. hour. We've had a little bit of fun with it here the last couple weeks. Part of it, I think, one of the ideas is we could just kind of do a follow-up of everything that we talked about last week. Like that article on the White House, the building and the remodeling of the White House, I couldn't believe how much feedback we got on that story. It was a lot of fun to do. I had fun last weekend.
A lot of great information just about the history that went behind it, what presidents installed, what, you know, new technologies, things that we take for granted, hot water.
Flushing toilets.
Bathtubs.
It was Millard Fillmore.
Gas lights.
Yeah.
You know, and then they eventually upgraded to electric lights.
It was an interesting show. Got a lot of great feedback on that.
It also shows why you probably can't talk politics. Because we didn't really talk about anything political.
What was that about?
We talked about the history of the White House, and we got a letter from somebody that says, "You're way too political. I can never listen to your program
again." Didn't they accuse us of being so liberal?
Left-wing
liberal?
Thought, man,
I've been accused of being liberal before, mostly by my conservative friends, but most of society would put me on the right side of the spectrum.
Well, it just shows. I mean, just to say the word political sometimes just can put people in a tizzy.
Well, Jennifer's not here. She's down in Tucson at the Desert Dwelling Design Week, sponsored by the ASID chapter down in Tucson. So if we ever wanted to do political, now would be the time to do it.
Mm.
She's the one that won't let us do it. And it all goes back to that one time back. It was right after you joined the show in the early part of, I don't know, 2003, 2004, George W. Bush was president. And do you remember back then when they were doing the show? They would do the presidential address. The show was interrupted by the presidential address. And then the following hour, the opposing party would choose a spokesperson to respond.
Right.
To that. And when Ted Kennedy was chosen to respond to George W. Bush and give him a sermon on integrity, I made a comment or two. I don't exactly remember what I said.
I think you fell to the ground laughing is what I'm...
So,
but, you know, and if we want to talk political, there's nothing in the news this week because, oh my gosh, the world was about to end because 2 therapy llamas got it loose in Sun City. Commanded national news.
That was good news, though. I mean,
the whole world came to an end.
Yes,
because of a llama.
Yeah. Well,
they do know these are vegetarians. I mean, they weren't chasing grizzly bears or big longhorn cattle or something.
T-Rexes.
These were llamas with little tiny teeth to chew plants.
And we actually put a cowboy in a pickup truck. And he lassoed him. That's how they rounded him up.
I don't know if
you're a roper, you could have done that. Do you have to head him and heal him, or do you just head him?
What it looked like, and I mean, it looked like it wasn't anybody that they called on. It was just somebody random. it looked like they were so exhausted at that point. I don't even know that he needed to throw the rope. He probably could have gone and clicked a leash on it.
Wow.
But they are related to the camel, so they gave them quite a run for their money, so to speak.
Well, we're here at 1-888-767-4348 in the 7 o'clock hour just to kind of get you up and get you going on a Saturday morning. We, like I say, haven't really decided what we're going to do with the hour. We're taking people's ideas on what they'd like us to do with the hour. Some people say expand the garden hour. Some people say give us some more home improvement. There was one guy that wrote in and said, well, let Jennifer have the whole hour and make it all about women. And then we had like 5 women call and say, don't do that. No, don't do that. So We're collecting opinions on what to do. We've heard from some old friends that had some great ideas. I would challenge, especially with Jennifer not here, I would still say political. We call it Rosie's Take on News and Nonsense.
Okay.
And just to show how level I can be between both spectrums, left and right, I would challenge someone to call us right now at 1-888-767-4348 and just give us a news topic of the week.
Oh, and you'll and just comment on it.
I'll show you how I can be so. Maybe it's the shutdown of the Department of Homeland Security. Now, I know a lot of commentators all over the news broadcasting spectrum have talked about how many times they've been down there and personally observed it. Well, none of them have been down there as much as me.
Well, and any time they were going, I mean, I'm sure this took like months of planning.
And they had a full armada with them.
Yeah. I mean, this isn't like they showed up randomly unannounced. Like you would do it Friday at 3 o'clock when the whole employees think you're – boss is gone for the weekend already out
That's
of state,
right.
And you swing back around to see what's going on. No, this is an announced, prepped, planned.
How about Obama's veto of the oil pipeline? We could just talk about both sides of the argument of that. What should he sign that or shouldn't he? Should we try and get a veto override or not, or just let it go? So,
well, if this is going to be a political hour, I may sleep in and then just come in.
Come in, join us. Well,
I'm not going to be a middle of the ground guy, I don't think.
Well, I tell you what, I don't want to. You're not going to go there. it's actually a very responsible place to be, Romy.
Well, when you mentioned the pipeline and the veto, I couldn't give you the reverse argument. I've got one argument for it.
Well, none of that oil's for us. You know that, right? They're just shipping it across our country, getting it to Houston and shipping it overseas. None of that oil's for us. Okay. I don't want it to be about eating insects. We covered that last week to some degree. Jennifer was on this kick about edible Arizona and how sustainable eating insects can be. And, Romy, do you know she's gone? She's in Tucson. But before she left, she ordered you and me some Cricket Flour Power Bars that came in the mail yesterday.
Oh, boy. Are we going to try those?
If she thinks I'm going to eat Cricket candy bars, she's nuts.
I don't think the whole thing's made out of Cricket.
Just knowing Cricket's in there is enough for me not to want to partake of it.
According to her research from last week, there's a whole heck of a lot of bug and insect parts and just about anything we already eaten.
Yeah, I haven't drank a V8 since last week when she informed me that the FDA allows 10 fly eggs per 3 ounces of V8. My favorite breakfast drink took a hit.
Yeah.
It was 10 fly eggs per 3 ounces and how many mice hairs? Like 10 mice hairs?
You know, I think I blocked all that data from my memory just because that's not something you want to think about.
Well, we actually got an email from somebody didn't think that'd be a very good topic either.
Well, he said, y'all obviously need help in your topic selection if you choose eating bugs as your story opener at
7 o'clock,
7 o'clock in the morning. And he had a neat idea. He said, y'all should talk about the history of building codes. And, there are a lot of fun commentary I think we could add to that. A lot of lessons to be learned, but you couldn't build a whole show. If this hour is going to be added to Rosie on the House now in its 27th year, 27 times 52, I mean, you're going to run out of content pretty quick. But maybe a monthly, this week in building history, or this year in building history, or did you know the reason we have Bill Code HR 429-08763?
Why is it there?
Might be interesting. There's some old stuff. You think 2 years is all a contractor today is required to warranty his work.
Generally speaking, there are exceptions to that.
Then you go to Germany, and it's got to be lifetime.
It's lifetime. That's why they don't take the lowest bidder there.
And why they build primarily with masonry there
as
well.
Why most every building there is masonry, correct.
Well, far enough back in that European age that if you built a home and it collapsed and killed someone inside, that builder was put to death.
Ooh. That was actually a written building code?
That was a written building code.
Mm. Wow.
So when I guess they talk about old world craftsmanship,
I guess
your life depended on it.
Man, oh man. Well, we're collecting ideas on what to do with our 7 o'clock hour. Feel free to give us a ring 1-888-767-4348 with Jennifer out. We have Miss Sweet Nancy here answering the phone. She'll take your name and where you're calling from and what your comment or question might be. We can take questions on home remodeling, home improvement. I mean, if you're up early and trying to get to the hardware store before you tackle that sagging door or drywall repair or cabinet refinishing, give us a ring. We can coach you through all that. 1-888-767-4348. We can follow up on things from last week, like that security system phone call we took last week. We couldn't answer her on air. She had a security smoke alarm detector that was chirping mounted on the ceiling that she says she took down from the ceiling, disconnected it from the wires, took the batteries out, and it was still chirping. Well, we called Jared at Techno Security, a Rosie certified partner. And he said, Rosie, I'm going to have to get some more information on that because the only thing I could tell you is she probably needs an exorcist. So that's one area we're not going to get into, that's for sure.
Exorcism?
Yeah, we will exorcise the evil spirits out of your house, your home, your castle, your cabin right here at Rosie on the House.